matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Okay, terrific.
Language and writing were made available.
He'll teach you everything.
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Hey, I'm John. This is John Helps You Write Better. And today I'm going to tell you the story about my dinner with capitalism. It begins like this. Over the last couple weeks, if you've been kind of following this podcast as well as any of the newsletters, you know I long ago signed up for an email sort of course. I don't know what else to call it. But the goal here is to get my head around the idea of marketing and being good enough to market myself. I'm great with other people. It's always easier to take and work for others and apply what you know to somebody else, and infinitely harder to apply it to yourself. And so it is with me, because it feels difficult, it feels icky, it feels hard, it feels like I'm just not good enough for a lot of these things, no matter how simple you make it. You know, this course I'm taking literally has examples where you fill in the blank with, you know, multiple choice answers and then just kind of spit it out. And I don't do well when it comes down to, okay, it's time to talk about me. I'd much rather talk about you. I'd much rather talk about your books. I'd much rather talk about your successes. I'd much rather talk about what you want to do. Because when I talk about what I want to do, it seems one of two things. One, it's completely immaterial. It doesn't matter. And two, it sounds goofy. Like, it just seems weird coming out of my mouth. And I understand that I am incredibly fortunate and incredibly privileged and incredibly lucky to have somehow carved out the career I've had since 1997. I know that that is not typical. And I really do feel on some woo-woo metaphysical level that I'm supposed to be doing this. I've been, you know, called and driven to do this. And every time I've done this, I've been good. And when I haven't done this, I've not done well at all. So here I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but that means doing it in the face of capitalism and doing it in the face of expectation. And maybe my point today, as I sit here and tell you this story, is not so much to regale you with my lack of self-esteem, but to point out to you that there's a real chance and an opportunity for you to learn from this. Because at some point, you are going to have to sell a book. Now, maybe that's down the road. Maybe that's publishing. And you are nowhere near publishing because you should really be working on, like, just writing the first couple pages consistently. I don't know. But you've got to remember, too, that we're not just talking about selling the book when the book is published. We're talking about, you know, pitching the book to your friends to have them beta read for you, or talking about the book when you're afraid to talk about the book, or mentioning it in a Discord or a Facebook group or something, or even something simpler like asking for help. In all of those times, in all of those cases, you're going to have to talk about you and what you're doing. And I think for a lot of us who struggle in this area, we feel like we have to defend what we're doing, or we have to justify what we're doing. You know, here's what I want, here's what I'm trying to do, and here's why I think I'm good enough, and here's why I think you need to accept that I'm doing it. Like, you've got to prove that you're 21 to enter a bar, and you've got to prove that you are this tall to ride the ride, and now you've got to prove you're this good, whatever that means, in order to write or market or sell or be published or be successful. And I think that's really where I'm struggling. Putting aside, like, the praxis answer of there's no ethical consumption under capitalism, so it feels really weird and gross to be wanting consumption from others, like, hey, buy my stuff so I don't die. It feels weird, not just because it's a little hyperbolic in my example, but also because I don't want to take money from people who don't have a lot of money. And that the answer of, well, just go find rich people. Sure, you want to point a few out to me because I seem to have trouble finding them. The bigger point I'm trying to make is that at some point you're going to have to come to these moments, and you're going to have to deal with these things and cross this divide, and how you do it and what you do when you do it comes down to not your profound moral and ethical political soapbox stance that, you know, John digs his heels in and says, this is how things should be and there should be no money and there should be no borders and blah, blah, blah. That's not helpful in this moment. It's nice that I know those things. It's nice that I believe those things. But it's also possible that some of those things are the reasons why, like, the bank account's not more full. Reckoning with that, dealing with that, and dealing with the idea that I don't have to justify or explain is really, really hard for me. And I'm thinking maybe it's really hard for you, that sometimes you have to sit there and just be. You got to be good enough. You got to believe in yourself. You have to feel that you just are. Or when other people tell you that you are, rather than putting it on like an uncomfortable shirt that grandma got you for Christmas, you've just got to let that be a thing. And it's really difficult. And I don't quite know the exact specifics of how to narrate or explain that, but you just have to accept it. And little by little, as you accept it, little by little, it becomes a normal thing. Yeah, I just am that way. Like, oh, yes, now I can, you know, perform this task where previously I had no skill in this area. I learned how to do a thing, and now I do it all the time. I learned how to cook this meal, or I learned how to write this kind of sentence, and now you just do it because you've done it enough. Getting there, though, is tough. Getting there, though, is not fast. Getting there, though, is not smooth and easy. It's hard. It's hard work. It's hard work to reconcile the creative capitalism divide. It's hard work to get your head around, how do I really feel about myself? And how do I improve? And what do I do about things? And then moving forward from there. Because I got to tell you, the struggle is not glamorous. The struggle sucks a whole bag of goat dicks. It's awful. And this notion we have of it having to be a certain way, not just an outcome. I have to get published by a certain company. I have to get represented by this person. I have to have this many sales. Not that. That sucks too, but that's different. This is more a matter of I have to be a certain thing in order to reach the minimum threshold that everybody else reaches, like, automatically. That's the hard part. That's the part where you have to chisel away and you have to let yourself in your head be different than how you feel you are. And that's where I'm struggling. That's the meal I have with capitalism every time I go write a newsletter, every time I need to make a sales pitch that isn't a joke or goofy or ha ha ha, let me just, you know, sneak it in. It's tough. But you, as with anything else, you work on it one step at a time. So this is me working. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.